Imagine a state where the precipitation is not delivered where you need it. That's Kansas. Today's segment is part of the series titled, Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. Growing up as a third or fourth generation Coloradoan and influenced by watching the Denver population explode in the 1980s and the 1990s, Burke Griggs transformed from a professor of history in Boston to an attorney with a focus on water and Kansas water rights. The reason he landed in Kansas may be partially because his mom was born in Kansas. I'm sure marrying his wife, who according to Burke has roots in Kansas dating back to the Pleistocene geologic time period, also has a lot to do with Kansas becoming his home and passion. Today, Burke is legal counsel to the Kansas Division of Water Resources, Department of Agriculture. He painted a picture of words describing the lay of the land and water in Kansas.
The best way to understand Kansas is imagine that it's completely upside down and backwards. All of the water in the state of Kansas, or most of the water, is in the driest part of the state. That seems a paradox, but all the water, most of the water, is in the High Plains Ogallala Aquifer, which is west of the 98th meridian in Kansas and runs north to south. And so those were traditionally rangelands, cattle country, until the development of center pivot irrigation in the 1950s. Eastern Kansas ranges from very hilly country, such as the Flint Hills or the gypsum red hills of southern Kansas, on into the Jefferson County hills along the Missouri River. Eastern Kansas is much more topographically varied, much more humid, much more rainfall. So you can get as much as 30 inches of rain in southeastern Kansas. Eastern Kansas has a lot more moisture, has a lot more native forest, whereas west of, say, Salina, it starts to flatten out, it starts to dry out up to the northwest tip where you get fewer than 16 inches of rain a year. So it's a very varied state that straddles the wet Midwest from the dry high plains.
This sounds very similar to my experiences living in California and Colorado. For some reason, our largest cities and most important agricultural areas have been located in areas requiring water from other places. Like most states, Kansas water usage is mostly split between agricultural and municipal uses.
Over 90% of the water use is from groundwater, and most of the water use, I think probably over half of it, is from irrigation rights in the southwestern quadrant of Kansas. The northwestern quadrant and the south central area, those use a lot of groundwater, a lot of water. But the dominant groundwater kingpin would be southwest Kansas.
If water is in all the wrong places in Kansas, why not build dams and a conveyance system like so many other states in our country?
They're very hard to build in eastern Kansas. You're blessed in California or Colorado with mountain topography that has igneous metamorphic formations where you can dam that water at high altitude and channel it down to users below. The Central Valley is an excellent example of that. The Front Range of Colorado is an example of that. The Wasatch Front in Utah is an example of that. Kansas does not have the sort of relief topographically to build a lot of storage, and given the soil makeup and the geology, siltation of reservoirs is a real problem. So I spoke earlier about the paradox of all the water in Kansas being where it's driest underground. Another side of that paradox is in the eastern part of the state where it rains the most, you have very little underground storage. So storing water is becoming more of a problem than most people realize, even in the wettest parts of the state.
What I took away in this conversation is that the western part of our country is not the only area requiring careful water planning. Population increases affect all areas of the country. Bumping up to limited and scattered presence of water is going to become a norm that will require innovative ideas and a collective desire to work together. Fundamental to our lives and environment, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.